is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, man, I love that. This is Tim and Johnny. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Johnny, welcome back. Hey. Evan held it together. In fact,
sure did, man.
You almost lost your spot, dude. Just wanted to point that out. I mean, Evan and I, we were just pulling it, and we were back and forth riffing on each other. It was like, okay, who's this Johnny Lupinacci guy?
Well, man, there's nothing like having an excellent producer, and Evan makes all producers look like they're barely even showing up for the show. So.
Oh, there we go, Evan. See, you know, I was talking about giving Evan an honorary doctorate last week, and it just sounds like Johnny Lupinacci agrees with me. So there you go.
We just need one more person, and he's got a committee.
Yeah, he's got to have a full committee, and we will grant that doctor. We could do it live on Busted Pencils, too. We'll have an official graduating ceremony for Evan, honorary doctorate of educated educators talking education. Oh, Johnny, so... welcome back. You know, student loan forgiveness, hopefully it's going to go through, although people are trying really hard right now to, quote, make student loan forgiveness illegal, which is an interesting thing. So then I'm thinking that tax write-offs for billionaires should be illegal.
Yeah, bank bailouts, all these
kinds. Yeah, you know, it's just like, look, if you say a forgiveness is and wiping people's slates clean is something we don't do, then I'm all for it if we don't do it. But if we do it to some, then we must do it to all. So that's where we were with the forgiveness thing last week. That's what you missed. And we do want to thank Jeannie, too, for giving us a great call. We love when she calls in. And Evan, you know, it was great.
Always to talk love about her this. Calls.
All right. So, Johnny, last week it happened. Now, I'm just going to start here. Plunging. Oh, my God. There it is. It's an emergency. Plunging NAEP scores make clear that the long and difficult road ahead to pandemic recovery. Another headline. Nation's report card. 2 decades of growth wiped out by 2 years of the pandemic. So positive evidence from research, from the NAEP scores, the nation's report card, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, the barometer that we use to measure learning, shows last week, the results are out, learning loss is real. Kids lost learning during the pandemic, Johnny Lupinacci.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, they lost learning and what's being measured. We've done this show before, man, but it's good to refresh it after, the records show.
We like to make, yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Really? Come on, man. Like, are we shocked? And are we measuring, you know, what students did, or are we measuring the stuff that we would have been doing if we were sitting in school, playing school? I mean, it was a wild 2 years.
Okay, it was a while. So you're going to admit
anything different is absolutely ludicrous. So
the headlines, according to Johnny Lupinacci, should have been, it's exactly as we expected. Test scores dropped. So nothing to see here. Move along. Test scores dropped.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the real headline. I don't know, but Evan, we got a little bit of queued up there, and I just want to point out we've got a Johns Hopkins doctor, and we pulled this from a very prestigious news organization. That's Fox News. So, Johnny, let's hear a little bit of commentary on the doctor's take on this.
So now we have this mental health crisis and this lifelong learning loss that the new study shows is a 7-point decline on average. Pretty tragic.
It's very tragic. Let's put some of these numbers up. Reading down 5 points, the largest drop since 1990. Math down 7 points, the first drop since scores were recorded. And I would just point out to everybody, this is a 0 to 500 scale, and America is smack in the middle, around 200. not even above average, even before the pandemic, for our reading and math skills. So our schools are in real, real trouble. They're doing a disservice to many, many students. There are great schools out there, but many students are not in them, sadly. Randy Weingarten said this in
There is perfect. Okay, John. Wow. Okay. On top of the learning loss of the last 2 years, it was nice of Fox News to remind us that prior to the pandemic, Air America was pretty crappy anyway.
Well, yeah.
just to throw that in there, just to make sure, like, look, the learning that was lost during the pandemic, things were really bad, but this is tragic, tragic. Now, this is a pediatrician who teaches at Johns Hopkins. This is tragic.
And I don't know why I have her commenting on this, because the pediatrician, and that's great and everything, but the information that she's sharing is incorrect.
What's incorrect?
I thought Fox News was patriotic. But here's this person on there kind of giving false information on a measurement that says our country is below average. Yeah. First of all, just because the point scale is out of 500 doesn't mean that the average is 250.
Right.
This is ridiculous numbers. All I heard was numbers. Let me complain about our country and say tragedy and learning loss, tragedy. And the other thing I want to make our listeners aware of is, you know, the scores of those tests and of those things the average is not 250. Like, world average is not 250. That's just where we've been at in the 200s.
Right. And so
it's great to have measures that show growth and loss, right? Because we need to know where we're at, but we ought not to be surprised that after 2 years of a pandemic where the world was not in school. So we're not even doing comparative scores right now around the world with this, but we ought to be seeing some drops. If we didn't, something would be really wrong with the measurement. And there's nothing really wrong with the measurement. We can get into, like, why are we focused on this? But the test is a really valid and reliable test. It's culturally biased. We know these problems. It's attached to funding. It's a huge problem, right? But the test itself is pretty dang good, right? It's a well-oiled machine. So, the appropriation of those scores.
Yeah. 844-967-2789, just in case somebody wanted to.
Yeah, man, call us up. Because the misappropriation of those scores is sort of data put to shock and awe to bash education, to really get people riled up. And the part I want to come back to, Tim, and I think we probably hang on it a little bit, is why are we calling this lifelong learning loss?
Lifelong.
This is like, okay, I believe you. If you're a pediatrician and you're telling me that children exposed to secondhand smoke have lifelong lung damage, I believe you. If you're a pediatrician telling me that 2 years of being in a different learning environment than we've had for the last 50 some is going to change test scores and you're going to call it lifelong learning loss, I need the research on that. Exactly. Because you don't actually have any research on lifelong. In fact, we don't necessarily know the kind of learning these young people may have experienced during this particular moment. The largest social uprising of our lifetime, time spent with each other, building community, going through struggle. So we don't know necessarily how this generation bounces off of this. So I just want to put that out there. A lot of fake news coming from Fox News. I love it because they're usually the ones accusing everyone else of fake news, but they dropped the ball on this one.
Oh, you spent you broke that apart in so many different ways. Like you just said, lifelong learning. Sorry, we don't have research to support a lifelong claims.
Okay? Come on, man. Be a little less dramatic.
We said, come on, man. Like, giving props.
That's like me telling the burger joint I got food poisoning from. I have lifelong stomach problems now because I ate that greasy burger.
I don't know. That might actually be closer to true than what that was, just what we heard on Fox News. But okay. So we're out. Lifetime long-term learning loss. Okay. Crap. Nonsense. Learning loss, but, you know, test, valid measure, NAEP, lots of things to put out there. So let's just make clear the objective facts here. What these test scores are, it's the National Assessment of Educational Progress. There are two scores that these headlines, that all of this hysteria, as Peter Green, Kermit Education says, all this pearl clutching that's going on right now. We measured 9-year-olds, that's essentially third graders in a standardized test on math and a standardized test in reading. And the scores from 2020 to 2022 declined. Okay. Five points for math or reading, I forget it back, or 7 points one way or the other. Okay. Decline from 2020 to 2022. During 2020 to 2022, Johnny Lodge's social uprising, pandemic, remote learning, learning every other which way, back and forth, different things, disruption, family members going through incredible chaos, loss of services, loss of life, right? All of these things happen. So between those 2 years, the NAEP scores show a decline of 5 points in reading, 7 points in math. Now, just so right, I just want to make that clear. And if you want to dispute those numbers, that would be great. 844-967-2789. Call the Busted Pencils hotline. We're looking for the tragic tips for learning loss. 844-967-2789. If you want to report some learning loss in your area, we'd love to hear it, especially lifetime learning loss, because maybe you can add some credibility to the doctor from Johns Hopkins. But okay, so that's the objective reality. So there's a reading standardized test. Everybody took one when they were in school. You know what we mean? It's that multiple choice, fill in the bubble, number two pencil test. Then people took a math test. Now, depending on where you are, some of these tests now are computer generated. So anybody who's going to call in and go, my kids don't use number two pencils, Tim, I got it. Okay, some of these tests are now on computers. We get it. But it's the same multiple choice test we all took at some point. We declined a little bit during 2 years. The way they're putting this headline, though, is that what is so tragic about a decline, Johnny? Because as you point out, well, of course, during a pandemic, we would expect to see some form of a decline. In fact, if we just saw holding steady or even large results, we'd have been like, what's going on here? This is really interesting. However, and we're going to talk more about this when we get back after the break, 844-967-2789, if you want to call in with learning loss. Johnny, this is framed in the context, though, of 20 years of gaining up until 2020. More gains when we get back. Buzz the pencils, fully leaded, back at the break. Memo says tonight, it says learning loss, lifetime learning loss, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're looking at the dramatic, drastic, the test scores of 9-year-olds from 2020 to 2029 in reading. They declined 5 points in math. They declined 7 points. Those are standardized test scores of 9-year-olds taken over a 2-year period. And we're framing this as, well, as Fox News and other people, this is tragic. It's a plunge. It's horrible. It's pearl clutching, as people have said. However, you know, what we do here on Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education, we sometimes like to suggest other frames that might be useful as we look at and break these things down, because we like to make sure that what we're actually talking about out there, that if you're listening and you hear somebody call something a tragic lifetime learning loss, if you thought, boy, that sounds awfully harsh and awfully kind of sweeping, we're going to give you the ability to kind of tickle that fancy that made you think that. All right, Johnny. So there's lots of different ways. We talked about this during the break. Okay. First of all, are we surprised that during a global pandemic, that churn was probably the most consistent type of schooling kids had during that time, some form of churn. It was in person. It was not in person. It was sometimes sick. Sometimes your teacher wasn't there. Sometimes the remote learning didn't work as well. Okay. So it was a churny 2 years. Okay. Nothing to see here, as I said earlier in the show. Of course, test scores dropped. We would be surprised if they didn't. I'm, though, a little bit more concerned about the fact of the framing of also the pearl clutchers of putting this 2-year decline as if, though, and they frame it as this, we had 20 years of test score gains up until 2020. Now, I look at the NAEP scores, and I actually can see a small rise in the scores over that 20 years. My problem, though, from a news media standpoint, for the last 20 years, I have been told by multiple media sources that public schools, test scores, teachers are failing. So the narrative of a celebration over 20 years, I missed it. Were you invited to the celebration of learning over the last 20 years? No?
No, not the official one. I mean, we had lots of parties around successes, but...
I figured, you know, maybe I missed it. Johnny Lupinacci, one of the other educators talking education, maybe you were invited to that year-long celebration of learning over the last 20 years where we were saying how awesome public schools were, how awesome teachers were, how much they were contributing to the learning gains of kids. Because during those 20 years, I wasn't present. In fact, it's been nothing but blaming. Things are horrible. So I have a problem with framing this around this big decline after 20 years of progress. Not that there weren't, according to the test score numbers, some gains, but the media narrative around public schools, kids, test scores has been a constant drumbeat, actually since 1983, of how horrendous things are. So I'm a little bit concerned when all of a sudden now, because we got a little bit of bad news, let's make this bad news sound even worse, because we're going to say after 20 years of excellence, gaining wonderfulness, we lost. Okay. Thoughts on that, Johnny?
I mean, it's not even bad news. I mean, we drop a couple of points, you know, in a completely changed world and landscape. I'm just like extend a sentiment out from many of the educators that I work with in the schools I've been in the past few weeks, as you know, some have started up, some are starting up this week. But as we're getting into the swing of things, there's an energy and a buzz and an excitement around being back in school. And so, you know, that's a huge victory. I mean, we're talking about a global pandemic and a lot of political, you know, tension in our communities. Mm-hmm. That for teachers, for principals, for school communities, the priority and the emphasis have been, where are you? How are you? And let's come together, build communities of learners and get on track. Mm-hmm. I don't even know very many who are saying get back on track, because we learned so much about what we weren't doing right through the pandemic. One of the things that all that learning time you are calling churny was teaching us educators was that, wow, we thought we were nailing it sometimes and we were really missing it, because all of a sudden you had some remote kids who were thriving. You had other kids who we realized there was a technology gap. There were all kinds of wounds that were just below the surface that mm-hmm. got exposed, exacerbated. And, you know, the learning that occurred, I believe, is massive. Okay. And so we are able to come back on the swing and prioritize, where are you? How are you? And how do we get to things now? And we know we're not going back to any way it was. So I celebrate this moment. I also celebrate the test scores coming back a little bit lower, because, you know, Tim, it's good news. The test is not a bad test. We yeah. know what it was, what it's testing, what it's measuring. We know what we were able to cover and not cover, but what our priorities were safe kids, mm-hmm. kids getting back together in the community and figuring out how we learn and grow. So I know some industries that are going to be disappointed because these test scores, you know, don't show that their curriculums worked. They don't show that, you know, there's continuous growth. They do go up and down. This is the way things work. And if we contextualize that in society, we'd see why. Mm. A global pandemic. News check. I don't know if anybody checked, but It would be like, Tim, it would be like if we were to look at New Orleans schools a month after Katrina and say, you know what? There's a learning loss here.
And wait, what? You mean because we don't have a school? You're right. I mean, Johnny, you're putting it all there. We're coming up on the bottom of the half hour. Make sure when you come up, 844-967-2789.
Give us a call.
Jump into this. Give us a call. Learning loss. And actually, Johnny, I want to get to what you were talking about. What did we learn? Maybe did we have learning gains? Because Johnny Lupinacci, you set that up wonderfully. Learning gains during a global pandemic on Busted Pencils when we get back after the news. Welcome to Busted Pencils, everybody up in the Wausau area. WFHR, homegrown radio. Where's that at, Evan?
Wisconsin Rapids. That's 97.5 FM and 1320 AM.
Awesome. And then, well, you know, WTTN and Devil Radio, you Madison people, we love you, and Milwaukee people. And then WAUK.
Yep, we've been there a little while. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've been there in Waukesha, too, for a little while. But, man, all these new people out there, if you're driving around, if you're sitting at home and going, what is this craziness I'm hearing? It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. It's Educated Educators Talking Education. And we are here every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And, Johnny, do the math, West Coast time, we start at 5 p.m. Right?
That's right.
There we go. Man, I did that all nicely. So we're talking about the test score drop, the learning loss, according to a pediatrician from Johns Hopkins. It's tragic. It's a tragic learning loss. Johnny, though, you started the last segment as we were coming out of this kind of hinting to the potential of potentially gains that occurred from 2020 to 2022, learning that we accomplished during that time. And I think that's incredible. Tell me a little bit more about how we may have gained learning in the midst of losing so much learning.
I mean, I think about it a couple of different ways. One, I told you when we're coming back together as educational community, the priority that I've seen in most school communities, and I can only say most because I'm not in every single one, okay, but I'm generalizing a bit, is that we're, one, really excited to see where kids are at, like where they've been, and welcome back. Like, you're here. Like you made it. You survived. This is a big deal, right? How are you? Okay, because we don't necessarily know how we are. We've been through a lot. We've been through different experiences through the pandemic, but we have a common one. It's been a difficult couple of years. All right. So those are really important things. We learned as an educational community that those were going to be paramount tasks for every educator, is building connections of care and support. And as you said before, addressing the fact that collectively, there's more than likely trauma that young people have experienced. So we learned a lot about paying attention to that, because it was going to be inevitable that when we come back together, it's never going to be the same, and there's going to be a lot of repair ahead, right? So we brace for that. We know that. So we learned that that's going to be an important thing. We also learned that even though we had it in written ways, that children learn differently. Mm. We learned really, really visibly that children had very different learning needs that we weren't meeting very well in our classrooms all the time. And so That was brought into full focus. We had a lot of great shows we can point listeners towards through the pandemic, where educators were calling in and sharing the learning moments they were experiencing on how to connect with young learners, the ways they were building new writing relationships, new reading relationships, connecting curriculum to the things happening in the world. Mm. Happened more than it's ever happened in probably the history of education as those alive right now know it.
Right.
But really, it would be like, imagine that you're learning about the Dust Bowl in the Dust Bowl during the Great Depression. That's what was happening for most of our kids. They were learning about pandemic-related things, the curriculum attached to it during a global pandemic, during the largest political uprising of every single listener's lifetime on this right? Listening to this show. So there was a ton of learning and we knew it was happening and we were taking it in. Educators around the country were retooling and we're preparing for this moment that we're in right now. This coming back. We're not even out of the fog, but this coming back together. So that's what's up. We got a lot of learning. I'm stoked. So are the kids. So is Joanna, who told us they're oozing, man. I'm getting excited just sharing this, man. So much learning.
Just think of everything you just went through, Johnny. Typically, I'm the one who stresses you out. You got me all excited going through that list, man. Tons of learning. If you have not learning loss to report, but learning gains, we'll actually take that phone call too, 844-967-2789. What did you learn during the pandemic? And we seriously mean that. Think about that. The amount, what families had to do during this time. Kids. But when we're talking about teaching and learning, the ideas of methods of how we reach out, so much was learned. But we're talking about now, too, though, as we come back to school, Joanna Rosato, our guest, our Educators Amplified podcast host. We were talking the other day, and she was just like, Tim, you got to see the students sitting in front of me. They are excited to be back in school. There's something about, there's a sensibility, she said, in the air. I love this quote. She goes, they're just oozing with excitement to be back, to be in community, to be in front of these peers, to be back with their teachers. They're oozing, they're leaning into. And that's so exciting to imagine that kids are, and we use this in teacher talk, ready to learn. The whole idea that people are ready to learn after learning so much during a global pandemic, they're coming in now to the instructional time, ready to learn, oozing with excitement. I'm cautiously frightened by that, though, because what I really get concerned about in the learning loss narrative is that learning loss narrative, the canned curriculum, get back to script, get back to normal. We got to get things back to where they used to be. How quickly will that turn into taking that oozing of excitement and just squashing it, killing it, taking this moment where we're ready to lean into the moment that's presented to us, coming out of a global pandemic, coming out of a huge political uprising. The whole world has changed. We now have the opportunity to change the system, to lean into this, to let people have that engagement that they're desiring. Let teachers have the agency to be the professionals that are in front of helping create learning content, create context, create the environment to let those kids that I love just oozing. How do we continue to get that oozing to turn into excitement, to turn into passion? How do we tap into that? I'm going to tell you how we don't tap into that. We do not tell them to go, you know what? I'm glad you're excited. I'm glad you learned a lot of stuff over the pandemic, but we got to get back to what really matters. We got to get your reading and math scores up. Oh my God. That's what I got to say. OMG. If that's the message that kids and teachers are going to get, and this is my fear of the media narrative of learning loss, is that it will be used as a tool to take away our ability to potentially lean in, fix a lot of the problems that the pandemic, well, pre-pandemic, we already knew they were there, but the pandemic just laid open bare. Are we going to fix those problems? No, we're going to fix instruction in reading and math. And so we're going to squander this moment because my neighbor, everybody who's listening to Fox News, and that's not just Fox, it was MSNBC, it was CNN. Everybody last week was on the, oh my God, so much learning was lost, 20 years of gains gone away. And that narrative is so easily then adapted into, hey, I'm glad you're excited. A lot of stuff happened over the pandemic, but we got to get, quote, back to normal. We got to get back to squashing that curiosity that you kids bring to these schools. We got to squash that agency that teachers might bring to a moment to lift kids up, to breathe life into curriculum in a new way. We got to squash that, put that down, put that away, because we got to get back to normal. So much learning was lost. Johnny Lupinacci, but it's a learning gain. I went off on a little bit of a tangent there, but you know, these are the concerns. And so this is what we try to do here every week on Busted Pencils, Fully Led at Education Talk, though, is give our listeners a way to talk about these things that they can go out and inform others to go, you know what, hold on. Tragic learning loss. I was listening to Johnny and Tim the other night, and they said something really important. We think we say that every week, but you know, that's what we're looking at. So if you got some type of framing that you would like to give to us on this learning loss, 844-967-2789. The number's 844-967-2789. It is Busted Pencils. And all those new listeners across the state of Wisconsin, and those of you listening live across the country, you're allowed to call in too. And it doesn't cost anything. Last time I checked, and you know, if you want to put a quarter down to make a call, go for it. Busted Pencils. So Johnny, you know, are we going to take this moment then and take what we've learned? Are we going to reflect? Where are we at? I'm just, you know, what are you thinking? As I go through, you talk about everything we learned, and we hear from Joanna, one of our favorite teacher friends, podcast Educators Amplified. You know, we've done a co-podcast with them to hear her talk about the excitement and the leaning in. Are we going to capitalize that, Johnny Lupinacci prediction?
Yeah, man. There's no choice than to not. I mean, we're going to do that. There's no other options. Mm. I mean, the other option is just put our heads back into the sand and be like, you know, everything was great. We never have to worry about something like this again. Let's pretend it never happened. And let's just go back doing things the same old way. No, you know, we're far too as a community, as a country, as a group of educated educators. That's what our teachers are.
Exactly. Right?
They're not going to say, hey, this exposed a bunch of problems and we're going to ignore those problems and just do things the same old way. Just not how it works. Mm. Right? If we figure out that something in how we build a car is no longer the best way to be building that car, what do? Our engineers and the finest of the finest retool, and they get new designs and they manufacture this. That's the pride of our country, is the ingenuity and the put-to-itness. Mm. All right. And so teachers are not exempt from that. They're part of that amazing workforce that we do have, and they aren't going to do things the same old way. So that learning gain is a huge one. And that is exactly what we're seeing in our schools right now. We're seeing excitement around even kids who know, guess what? We can't do it the same old way, but we sure as heck couldn't do it the way we were doing it. So now here we are, let's figure it out. And they're excited because I know teachers are really ready to get to it.
Yes.
And so let's see what they got.
That excitement is there. You know, you just think about this, right? We can't go back. And you just made me think about all the shows we did during the pandemic, but, you know, incredible guests from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, scholar extraordinaire Gloria Ladson-Billings, just talking about this fact of going, you know, this is our moment to step through the portal, you know, and because, man, we were like, what, a month into the pandemic, and Gloria was like, man, we got bad things that we now know, and we've got this opportunity to make things better. And wow, here we are, though. We're hearing it. You know, we're hearing it from Joanna Rosado. We're hearing it from her students. I'm looking at my students at the institution I'm at who are learning to be teachers. I've sat in front of 80 of them today to talk about them going out for, you know, a reality. They're going out to their first placements to get their field experience as, you know, they're learning to be a teacher. The excitement in their eyes and the conversations they had about, I get to finally go out back into a school. You know, they get the reality. People are in this moment. So I love the way we're talking about the positivity. You know, though, Johnny, I get sucked down that rabbit hole of pain and exasperation pretty quickly. 844-967-2789. Just got to figure out how to stay on the positive, happy trail here. It's learning loss. Actually, it's learning gain. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded. And we are back after the break. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education, actually talking learning loss, learning gains. We're not exactly sure, according to Johns Hopkins University pediatrician on Fox News. It's a tragic learning loss that was revealed last week when 9-year-olds across the country, their test scores over the past 2 years in reading and math showed a decline. That was according to also after 20 years of gains, there was a decline. I was wondering about pointing this out, Johnny, but I think it is worth saying this for the moment. You know, another way, you know, we want to be excited about everything that we learned, but just for another reflection point, for the fact that test scores declined is no indicator that decline is what's now happening. In fact, over those, quote, 20 years of gains, if you look closely at the actual test scores year to year over those 20 years, guess what they do year to year? They bounce up. They bounce, guess which way? Down. And then they bounce up a little higher, and then they bounce down a little bit. And then sometimes they do a quick spike up. Sometimes they spike down. But over 20 years, we talk about this in statistics. When you look at that as a plotted line graph, it shows an incline over time, right? It shows an incline. But when you look closely at the year-to-year data, it looks more like an up and down hill ride, because the reality is that there's not a just, quote, steady incline. It's a trend over a time period. And so the fact that, you know, not saying that these test scores aren't telling us something. In fact, they probably are telling us that the churn of teaching and learning during a global pandemic did not really work well with producing the great test scores. However, though, a decline over such a long period of time really isn't an indicator of anything other than it's a decline, because who knows the next time we get test scores. You know, we want to see over a 5-year period, because when we look at test scores and we use them as important data points and not as demarcations of the end of the world, when we use this type of data usefully, we look at 5 years, 10 years, because we're looking at data to say, how are things going over time, over long periods of time? And if we see an upward, we're like, okay, things seem to be doing okay on test scores, on some type of reading instruction, on some type of a math instruction, it seems like kids are making gains. We don't know the whole story, but it seems like at least on some form of an instructional level, kids are somehow, when they're taking tests, are doing better than they used to. Okay. Nice, healthy way to look at test score data, to talk about it that way. Mm-hmm. However, to look at and make any type of claim of year to year data, which is not, that's bad science, man. That's not science. That's cherry picking to make a narrative. And that's what we have here in this hysteria, is a narrative creation around schools failing. But we know better, because the fact that the students showed up this year, the teachers showed up this year, oozing, gotta love that word. Teachers and students showing up back to school this year, oozing with excitement to get back into it. Where's that headline on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News? You know, wouldn't it have been great to have come off of Friday's, you know, the drastic headlines and come back with some story? You know, so we do it here. You know, this big media outlet, Busted Pencils, we tell you what's happening. But I would have loved if somebody said, you know what, we just heard on Busted Pencils, test scores declined on Friday. However, we heard on Monday, parents, kids, teachers are oozing with excitement after a global pandemic to get back at it. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine that headline? I want to be a guest on that show to talk about that, because how many experts would we actually pull to talk about oozing with excitement? Johnny, again, we try to frame things so that people have the ability to go, huh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. At a minimum, when you're listening to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, you're walking away from this show going, huh, I didn't know that. And you know what? If that's what you get, we have been successful and we're happy. A little bit of time left, though. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The call is free, unlike the shopping cart at Aldi's. At Aldi's, you still need to put a quarter in your shopping cart if you have an Aldi's around you. You don't need to put a quarter in to make the phone call here to Busted Pencils. Evan gave me that nice two-minute mark, so it's going to be tough for somebody to call in right now, but you know, we would take it. We would move along. We could handle the stress.
But otherwise, you know, you can just tune in, listen, and on Tuesdays, give us a call because we love to hear from you. And especially when we can talk education with folks who are out there listening, because what you know and experience also contributes to what we all put to work all the time when we're working with teachers, schools, and communities. You know, and Tim, you reminded me of that important focus that is not new, mm-hmm. but that comes out of from the region, right? From the region of great educators. And you want to end us? You want to end the show?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that. You. I mean, thinking
it's
about
always
this.
An inspiring one.
It's always inspiring. You know, we got that. You know, Evan, thank you for another great show and great music. We love that. But you know, we've heard about the possibility that you know, some teachers and some schools, you know, going out on strike. And like, what's this all about? Well, we talked about this. You know what? We're hearing that some of the conditions that we did learn during the pandemic, you know what? We need better air systems. We need this. And so when you hear teachers leading with, and I love this, you know, Karen Lewis, we miss you so much. Chicago Teachers Union. She taught me this. You know what? As a union, we lead with what's best for kids and communities because that's how we make a difference. That's how we make a substantial change. Well, right now, when you hear educators out there leading with, we need, what they're talking about is what's best for your kids, what's best. Busted Pencils, fully leaded, back next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom all